Perek Beis Mishneh Hay is going to discuss something we discussed earlier in the first Perek and the fourth Mishnah, that if you have a Shur HaMazik, a Shur that damages in the Rishus HaNizik, in the Rishus of the person who is receiving the damage, is that considered to be like a Muad, even if the animal has previously never acted that way, it's been a Tam? Rabbi Tarfon's of the opinion that plays Nezek Shalim. We mentioned that in the fourth parak. And the Chachamim here are going to disagree and say, no, this maintains, since it's a Tam, even though it's in the Rishus of the Nizik, it maintains the status of Chatzi Nezek. Let's read the Mishnah. Shor HaMazik, Rishus HaNizik, Ketzad. How is that? Nagach, if it gores. Nagaf, if it pushes. Noshach, if it bites. Ravatz, if it lays down on something and crushes it. Boat, or it kicks. If it does this Birshus HaRabim, everyone agrees it's Mishal Mechatzi Nezek. Everyone agrees you pay Chatzi Nezek because it's a Tam. Birshus HaNizik, however, if it happens in the Rishus of the Nizik, Rabbi Tarfon Omer Nezek Shalem, Rabbi Tarfon says you pay full Nezek, even though it's a Tam. V'chachamim Omer Mechatzi Nezek, they say no, it maintains the status of a Tam, even though it's in Rishus HaNizik, you pay Chatzi Nezek. Rabbi Tarfon will now offer Kal V'chomer to support his position. Amar lehem Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Tarfon said to the Chachamim, "Uma b'makom shehekel, if in the place where we are mekel, al hashen v'al haregel, both for the eating and for the damage caused by the regel, b'rishus harabim, in the rishus harabim, where we say those are both putter in rishus harabim, shu putter, hechmer aleim b'rishus hanizik l'shalom nezik shalom. However, we are machmer on them if they." Shane and Regal in a Rishus of the Nizik, they pay regular Nezik Shalem. There is no special patur for them in the Rishus of Nizik. So Makom Shehechmer ala Karen, Rishus Arabim, in a place, in a situation where we're Machmer on Karen, just as in Rishus Arabim, L'shalim Chatzi Nezik, that he has to pay Chatzi Nezik. So from that we see that Karen is more Chomor than Shane and Regal because it is Chayav in Rishus Arabim. Unlike Shein V'Regel, so it's more Chomer. Ein Odin, isn't a Kal V'Chomer, Shenachmer Alea B'Rishus HaNizik L'Shalem Nezik Shalem, that we should certainly, just as Shein V'Regel in the Rishus of the Nizik have to pay full damages, certainly Karen, which is we know from the Rishus HaRabim case, is more Chomer, we should certainly have to pay Nezik Shalem. That's Rabbi Tarfon's argument, that you should pay Nezik Shalem by Karen in Rishus HaNizik. Amrulo, the Chacham responded and said, "Dayo labomin adin lios kanidon." There's a principle that it's sufficient for when you're learning something from a Kal V'Chomer that it should be no more chomor than the thing from which you're learning it from, which is ma b'rishus harabim chatzi nezek. Just as you're learning from Karen, which we're saying in Rishus HaRabim is chatzi nezek, so and you're trying to make a Kal V'Chomer from that, af b'rishus ha-nizik chatzi nezek. So also, in the Rishus of the Nizik, Karen should also be only chayiv chatzi nezek. So Rabbi Tarfon responds to this and says, Amar lahem, he said back to the Chacham, ani lo adun Karen mi Karen. I'm not learning Karen from Karen, ani adun Karen mi Regel. I was learning a Kal V'Chomer from Regel. And Regel is pays nezek shalem in Rishus ha-nizik. Uma b'makom shehekel al hashen v'al haregel b'rishus harabim. We see that Shein Regel, which you're makel in them on the Rishus HaRabim, they're potter, and yet Hechmer Bakaren, and yet we are Machmer on Karen. So Makom, in the place, looking at the place now, Rishus HaNizik, Shehechmer La Shein Vala Regel, Rishus HaNizik, that there we're Machmer in Rishus HaNizik on Shein V'Regel, the debate Nezik Shalem, Eino Din Shenachmer Bakaren, in that place in the Rishus HaNizik, we should all certainly be Machmer on Karen. If we're Machmer on Shein V'Regel in Rishus HaNizik, we should certainly be Machmer on Karen and to pay Nezek Shalem. Amrulo, once again, the Chachamim respond the same response. Daya la bamin adin lias kanidon. That it's sufficient from in the Kal V'Chomer that there should be no more Chomer than the thing we're learning it from. Ma b'rishus harabim chatzi nezek, just as in the Rishus HaRabim, one pays Karen chatzi nezek, af b'rishus hanizek. So also, Karen in the Rishus HaNizik should also only have to pay chatzi nezek, half nezek. The Gemara explains, actually, that Rabbi Tarfon agrees there is such a concept as dayo labam and adin, that we don't make it, we can't learn out something more chummer than the thing we're learning it from. However, he says that principle only applies in a scenario where there would still be some Kal V'Chomer left. It would still have an impact, the Kal V'Chomer. And in a situation like ours, where it completely negates the thing we wanted to learn out from the Kal V'chomer. We wanted to learn out from the Kal V'chomer that you'd be chayiv nesek shalem, and based on daya, we're removing that Kal V'chomer. In that scenario, we do not say the principle of daya, labam and adin, lios kanidon.